On the Owatonna Coaches Show, let's bring in softball coach Jeremy Moran. It's certainly been a busy week for the Huskies. We'll touch base a little bit on the tournament last weekend. I had Faribault in town, and we know about the pitcher that Faribault brings in, makes things kind of tough. But boy, oh boy, what a cool experience against Farmington to score 2-0 win over a team that is always a section contender and ranked in the top 10 in the state. That was a nice game on Tuesday for the girls, Jeremy.
Yeah, it was a really fun game. It was really good to see the girls come out and play the type of game they did. So, you know, we got into a couple jams, and they worked themselves out of it. And that's kind of what we look for is, you know, we're never going to play perfect. It's just how we react, and they did a good job. I think the big play of the game was right away in the first inning. They had bases loaded, nobody out. You know, we're in a jam. And they hit a ground ball right back up the middle. Caitlin Middle, pitcher. Throws it to home, gets you out there, and Haley Mullenbach does a good job of quickly turning around and getting that throw out first, and we get a double play. We got two outs now, and that was a big, big momentum shift in our favor, and they kind of gained some confidence and went from there. So, yeah, it was a really, really clean game on our part. You know, defensively, we still had a couple errors, but we made some plays and got ourselves out of some of those jams, and that was good to see.
Yeah, you even had, I think in the second inning, had another double play on a fly ball to the center fielder, and then the Farmington player straying way off base, and a double play is great to turn, two in a row.
Yep. Lainey Schuster was playing center field. She made a good job coming up hard to get that ball. It was kind of those in-betweeners, and the runner thought it was going to drop, and she got there just at the last minute and then did a good job making a good, strong throw to first to get the out. And again, got us out of another jam there in that inning, so it was... Those double plays always help you defensively. You know, and then Caitlin Medol was very good in the circle. She pitched her best game of the year. She was hitting her spots. She only had one walk in the game. Four strikeouts, six hits. So she was able to really keep the Farmington hitters off balance. She was working her changeup well.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of keeping mixing speeds, and they weren't able to really comfortable because they're typically a really good hitting team, and we were able to keep them off balance and hit things that we could handle.
Offensively, the Huskies had a little bit of a threat in the first inning. Hovden got around to third but was stranded there several innings then without getting a base runner, and then Medol starts at rally, I think, in the fifth inning, and then you had another run in the sixth. So very cool rallies each time, including some big hits from a player or two when the Huskies hadn't had many hits off of her most of the way.
Correct. We had some key at-bats, like you said. Another big one was Patty Beard.
Yep.
I think had a two-strike count, and she kept fighting off some pitches. And finally, she got one she could handle. Just had a nice line shot out to right field to score that second run. Just an example of what we're looking for is when you're down two strikes, you keep fighting until you get that pitch you can handle. We also executed some things that on offense that we haven't been doing the rest of the year, like getting our bunts down.
Mm-hmm.
Anna Vetch, Michaela Dinsey, both had two really good bunts in the game that makes a big difference in a 2-0 ball game. So yeah, offensively we didn't have a lot of hits, but we came up with the key hits, and that's what we needed. So.
Last weekend up in, I think it was Shakopee, and played a trio of teams up there, and games that you ended up tying each game at some point along the way. What did you take away from playing up at the Twin Cities last weekend?
It was great. It was obviously we didn't get the wins, but we faced some really good competition. I mean, Hastings, Winona, North Branch are all three very good teams. You know, Winona's ranked in the state. North Branch was runner-up in 4A state tournament last year. You know, and Hastings was a very good team, and they fell just short of going to the championship of that tournament. So it was good competition, and it was good for our team in order to get better and get ready for, you know, the end of our season and into the playoffs. So, like you said, we were tied early on. We're ahead in all three of the games, but just couldn't hold on to them. First game we lost 7-4 to Hastings. Second game it was 7-5 to Winona, and then in that last game, North Branch kind of it ended up being 12-3. But North Branch, a very good offensive team, had two big innings there near the end of the game. So we did some good things that day. Kind of on the day, Paris Hovden and Anna Leduc both hit very well all day. Paris was 6 for 11, Anna was 5 for 10, and Caitlin Madol was 2 for 9 with her first home run of the year. So we had some hitters that were rolling that day. We just couldn't get the whole team to kind of follow suit. So so once we get more production out of the entire lineup, we'll start scoring more runs and putting up bigger numbers.
So is Mikayla Armbruster of Faribault, is she essentially the best pitcher in the state, or maybe hard to grade her against some of those 4A pitchers, but wow, she's turning in some amazing numbers.
Yeah, she's the best that we've seen. And I knew coming in that she would be tough. And, you know, she's of the 15 outs in that game on Thursday, you know, 14 were strikeouts. And we had a game plan in place. We didn't want her to, we wanted the defense to work. We were going to try to do some more bunting than that, but unfortunately our defense allowed too many runs in the first two innings, and we kind of had to abandon that plan. And because we were down, we gave up 4 in the first inning, 5 in the second. And, you know, it's really hard to come back from that deficit with small ball.
Mm-hmm.
But, so we had to abandon our plan, and I knew she'd be tough. But yeah, as tough as she was, I thought some of our players were looking comfortable at the plate. We were falling off some pitches. We were making her do, you know, work some. She had one walk in the game, and that was only her second walk all season, Armbruster. So, you know, talk about control along with that velocity and the movement. I mean, she's a complete package in the circle. Like I said, defensively is where we kind of struggled. We gave them runs early. We had 3 errors, and we also had some other plays that weren't errors in the book, but we should have made or made different choices. And when you give a team with a pitcher like that runs early, it's really easy for them. And unfortunately, that's what happened. So, offensively, our lone highlight was Patty Biegert. She had her one hit. And again, she's really having some good at-bats this season. Her first at-bat, she struck out, but she followed off several pitches before she finally struck out. She got to see those extra pitches, and that helped her for her second at-bat. She ripped a triple to the right center field. Solid hit. And unfortunately, that's all we could get against her.
Next week, what's up, Jeremy, for the Huskies?
We got 3 conference games, so it's a big week in terms of trying to move up in the conference standings. We got Red Wing on Tuesday at Red Wing. Thursday is our last home game, and that's senior night against Albert Lee. And then on Friday, we go to JM. That's a rescheduled game, and that's also a big game for section standings. So, hoping if we can beat JM on Friday night, that should set us up pretty good, along with the Farmington win in our section, hopefully.
All right. Well, very good. Well, I'll see you over in Red Wing on Tuesday, Jeremy, and good luck with the final week of the regular season of the softball season.
Okay. Thank you, Roy.
All right. Talking Owatonna High School fast-pitch softball with Coach Moran on the Coach's Show, KRFO, and the KRFO app.